You know, I like to react to content creators to see what's happening in these streets. And this is a woman that makes upwards of over $300,000 a year. Aw, thank you guys. You guys are the greatest ever. You say she loves Anton. Shout out to y'all. This is a woman that makes over $300,000 a year. So I'm not going to be before y'all long. We're going to do this in about 10 minutes. 10 minutes, all right? Woman makes over $300,000 a year, and she said that she's broke. Broke. Can you imagine? For all of y'all, and I challenge y'all to make $250,000 a year. Could you imagine making 300 bands and still being broke? Make sure y'all hit a like for the algorithm, subscribe to the channel, and turn on your notification. Let's get it.
Hello, friends. Welcome back to my channel. And today I figured I want to do a walkthrough of my payslip, so basically my paycheck.
Thank you guys for sending me this. Let me acknowledge the content creator before we continue on. Her name is Hooja. Hooja, 317 subscribers. Make sure y'all go and tap in. If y'all like her content, tell her that Anton from Anton Daniel sent you. Her name is Hooja. Hooja, all right? And it looks like she's a software engineer slash developer. So let's get into it.
How much money do I really get in each of my paycheck? And what is it before tax and after tax? And what are the deductions and the itemized things that need to be taken out of that paycheck every single time? And how much of it is left to send to me? And because I receive a lot of questions in my comments about like, oh, what happened to your budget? Like, how is it that you're making 300K a year and you're still suffering, struggling in the US? Like, what's wrong with you?
So I'm looking at the context clues and I'm looking at the room. And the room is very, very, very Spartan and very basic. You got wood paneling on the walls. Looks like the bed is a little bit scratched up, right? So got some cat claws on the headboard. Everything is very, very basic. It almost looks like she's living in a hotel room and she makes over $300,000 a year.
So I figured I want to do an episode on my paycheck breakdowns of this topic so that I'm hoping to answer most of your questions on that front. In my next episode, I will do a budgeting overview, basically my expense overview, like how much money I'm spending on every single one of the items. Like,
somebody said, I'm trying to sign up to the Patreon, but everything is sold out. Do you know when you have more openings? Everything is not sold out in the Patreon. That is cap. That is cap. There is one section left that is open for people to be able to sign up to the Bag Chasers. All right. There is more sections that are open for people to be able to sign up to the Bag Chasers. I know that it's not sold out because I'm looking at it right now. I know that it's not sold out. See that the table is sold out. Early adopters are sold out. But the highlighted tier, which is exclusive access, is available now. Sign up to the Bag Chasers. Link is in the description. It's not sold out. Go to the exclusive. Exclusive access is dope.
Daycare, preschool, rents, things like that, cars, things like that in my next video. Because I don't have limited time today. Before further ado, let's dive right into this. So I'm not going to share my screen on my actual paycheck because that's a lot of like sensitive information. So I'm just going to read out loud a lot of the numbers while I look at it, but you will just be seeing my face. I'm not going to screen share my paycheck. Hope you can understand. Okay. So I'm looking at my most recent paycheck from pay period April 21st to May 4th.
Reading super chat shortly.
And
April 21st through May 4th. So, okay, so she get paid every 2 weeks. April 21st through May 4th is the paycheck that she's reading. So she gets paid every 2 weeks, all right? So let's just basically assume that this is a half month slash a little bit less than a half month's paycheck, because then at some point she'll be getting three paychecks in 1 month. All right, so let's go by what she's saying.
My gross pay is $7,692.31.
7,700 is her gross pay weekly. 7,700, which is the equivalent of over $15,000 a month. So her base pay, her base gross pay every 2 weeks is the equivalent of over $15,000 a month is what she's telling us. Her base pay, that's before taxes, deductions, FICA, 401k, is over $15,000, which let's just extrapolate that out and say that her base pay is $180,000 a year plus bonuses plus whatever, right? She's saying that that's her base pay. And then she get everything else on top of that. So she makes the equivalent of about $300,000 a year.
And there's a pre-tax deductions of $982.98.
Pre-tax deduction of $982. Okay, so pre-tax deductions, I'm assuming, is like 401k, all right? Pre-tax deductions is stuff that come out of your paycheck before they start taxing you. So, for example, if you have a 401k and you contribute in a certain amount, 6% or whatever, and you're trying to get the company match, what happens is they take that money out of your paycheck before taxes and they only tax you on whatever the difference is.
And there's employee taxes of $1,726.
So of $7,700, $1,700 is employee taxes. I'm assuming that that may be state or federal. I'm assuming that that's federal. $1,700 every 2 weeks coming out. So you got $6,000, $5,000 left. After that,
$1.32, and there's post-tax deductions of $369.
So post-tax deductions is things that she has coming out of her paycheck. That's after the taxes that's taken out.
I think that's for my pet insurance. And
Jesus Christ, I didn't know it was for pet insurance. So you telling me that she paying over $300 and something dollars every 2 weeks, probably close to $700 or over $700 every 2 weeks for pet insurance? Harpo, get this pet up out of my face. Harpo, get this pet up out of my face. I wish she actually did a numbers breakdown up on the screen, but we just going to take it for what it is. Again, $1,700 coming out for employee taxes. Looks like close to $1,000 coming out of pre-tax. That's probably 401k. And then she also got pet taxes or pet insurance to the tune of over $700 a month. That's crazy, bro.
And the net pay I receive, which is the amount that I receive in my bank account, is $4,979.30.
That's correct. So she get $5,000, $4,900, $5,000 after a $7,700 paycheck. Now, I don't want to know what she's claiming in her taxes, but her net is the equivalent of about $10,000 a month. Her net is equivalent of about $10,000 a month after her taxes.
32 cents. So my gross pay original number is $7,692 and my net pay is $4,979.32. Okay. And my year to date number is the gross pay is the gross pay is $134,521.
So at the end of April and 4 months of the year, at the end of April, because her pay period is at the beginning of May, and what the pay period was, it was in between that, is $134,000 a year. Let me just double check that.
The gross pay is $134,521.
So $135,000. Her gross pay four months into the year is $135,000. So far, into April, 12 months. 4 months in, $134,000. So she bag chasing. Let me give her some round of applause for that. She bag chasing. She says so far this year, She done already made $134,000 and she broke.
$134,521.85 gross pay year to date. So it's like, if you see this, you'll be like, wow, that's like a lot of money just for the first half of the day already. It's like over 134K. But there's a pre-tax deduction of over 11K and employee.
So Anton, she has to be getting paid weekly, not biweekly. Maybe. So let's just go based off of the number that she just shared with us. She said that she made $134,000. It's not even the middle of the year. Y'all also got to remember that she gets huge bonuses, equity, all of that stuff, right? So you're just looking at the base pay, right? A lot of the negotiation is not just based off of the base pay. It's based off of all of the other stuff that comes along with it and the perks. The total employee compensation is the thing that we want to focus on. And more importantly, she says she made $135,000 in a little bit over 4 months of the year, okay? So she's got bonuses. She got a lot of stuff. And that's not including the matches or anything like that. But remember, she said that she's making all of this money and she's still broke.
Employee taxes that I paid, that I have paid this year is 38K.
She paid more in employee taxes in 4 months of the year than some people make in the entire year. $38,000 in employee taxes. This is why people that make a lot of money, and I'm not saying that she's managing her money effectively. And this is also one of the reasons why you want to tap into the Patreon. Link is in the description. Because it's not just about how much money you make. It's more or less about how much money you keep. It's not just about how much money you make. It's about how much money you keep. And very few people know how to manage effectively. What most people do is then they raise their lifestyle up to whatever it is that their paycheck is. And that's what they depend on in order for themselves to be successful. What I'm telling you is to make sure you minimize the amount of money that you've given out to the things that or stop raising up your paycheck or raising up your lifestyle according to what you think your paycheck is going to be and start spending the majority of your money on assets. And that way you can minimize the amount that you're giving over in taxes to the federal government. Well, why? Because the federal government goes off of your adjusted gross income, not how much you make on your W-2. Let's continue.
$38K.
I'm going to let this play
and
out.
There's a post-tax deductions of $23,036. And my net pay, so out of all that 134K, my net pay is 61K.
This is an atrocity. This is absolutely atrocities. She says, listen, guys. I made $134,000 already this year. It's not even the middle of the year. $134,000. She said she only took home a little over 60 after net. Now, a lot of people will say, oh man, that's a lot of money. By the end of the year, she'll probably take home $150,000. See, she shouldn't be, nope, you shouldn't be broke. There's no way in the world she should be broke. I agree with you. But see, I look at it from a completely different lens. And I'm saying, okay, wait a minute. That's a lot of money. You taking home less than half. You're working to pay the federal government. That is highway robbery to me. Absolutely 100% highway robbery to me.
$953. So it's like less than half. It's like 40% or something of my gross pay. Okay, what else? So basically, my employee taxes is like a combination of OASDI, Medicare, federal withholding, state tax, CASDI. There's like five items under the employee taxes. And my pre-tax deductions include 401k, dental, medical, vision amounts. So four items for pre-tax deductions. My post-tax deductions are pet insurer, so pet insurance, and also there's RSU offset, which is taxes paid on what withheld on RSU stocks. Yeah, so there'll be a high level breakdown of How much am I supposed to get gross pay like before?
A lot of y'all need somebody in y'all life to help y'all manage yourselves because y'all need to be put on a budget. You may be smart, you may be making a lot of money. Doesn't mean that you're making a lot of good financial decisions. And a lot of y'all honestly need guidance. It's so many people that I see on a regular basis that hit me up and say, "Anton, I make a whole lot of money, but I'm broke out here in these streets." And when we start going through it, I can tell exactly where it is that you live in your life and how you live in your life and why you're going to be broke for the rest of your life or why you're going to be required to work in order to maintain a lifestyle. It's insane.
Or all the deductions,
Oh,
and
yeah.
after all the deductions, and you see it's like about 40% of the original gross pay. So if, let's say, my annual package is 300K, the most I can get is 40% of that. So it's about like 120K or something. Yeah, which is about right. So it's about 10K now.
Imagine making $300,000 a year and you only take home less than 140, less than 130. Imagine making $300,000 a year and you taking home less than 130, and you live in California, and you paying in order to be able to have this high cost of living. I'm out, bro. I can't do it. I just can't justify it. I cannot justify it. It doesn't make sense to me.
A month. So my actual paycheck is about 10K a month. The money that I get in my bank account.
She get about
And
$120,000 a year in her bank account.
to be honest, my annual package of 300K is, so it's broken down into like salary, bonus, and RSUs, where
Told you. It's her regular salary, it's her base pay, it's her bonuses, and it's her RSUs.
my base salary is 200K. My bonus, my targeted bonus is 10%. So at most, I will get 10% of
$220,000.
my base salary as a bonus, which is 20,
20,000.
20K. But that would be at the most. If the company is not doing well, like if the market performance is not good, which
Listen, ultimately, what I'm communicating to you guys is that it's not that difficult for you to understand how people can listen. You go out and you buy you a little nice car. You live in a halfway decent part of the neighborhood. You wind up getting pregnant and having a kid or something like that. You live in paycheck to paycheck just like everybody else. You know what I'm saying? You start taking into consideration maybe a couple of investments here or there. You ain't balling. You ain't getting it like that. I mean, you balling compared to everybody else, but very few people know how to manage money. It's a skill. It's a skill that comes along with what it is that you've learned in order to be able to get to the money. Knowing how to manage the money is also a skill. Real talk. I mean, I could teach you how to get it. I could teach you how to get there. I know the going saying used to be back in the day, I can teach you how to stunt. Nah, I could teach you how to spend your money and invest it in things that's gonna add value into your life so that you ain't gotta work as hard for the rest of your life and you'll have the option to work, not necessarily be required to. That's the difference.